Blog Talk Radio.
Again with another installment of Thoughts on the Brother on this good Wednesday evening, hump day. Made it through the week, almost halfway there.
For most of us, anyway.
Yeah. Because your weekend bone into what Saturday?
Saturday
bone weekend. See, you and me Friday, huh?
Yeah.
All right. How y'all boys' week been going so far?
Hey. It is what it is.
What up, world? This is your boy Bone.
There it is.
What's going on?
That's all you're going to get you.
I'm thinking that. It is what it is.
Oh, got a little more today.
It is what it is.
Gotta go along with what's right. When it's right. With that, we'll move into our end of note. The first topic on our end of note today is NYC. Man gets 18 years in college essay rape case. A New York City man convicted of raping his former stepdaughter in a college application essay has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. Now, I'm going to explain. The 62-year-old man was sentenced earlier this week in Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn prosecutor says he repeatedly raped his then stepdaughter in 2003 when she was 8. She kept the secret for years until penning an essay in 2012. Her mother saw it and called the police. It actually was an essay for her college application.
She told her.
Right. And in the essay, she revealed that her stepfather had raped her when she was 8.
It has been doing.
It said, now, all this says is he repeatedly raped his teen, his then stepdaughter in 2003.
I ain't gonna do it. I can't do it.
Well, I mean,
he got what? I'm sorry, he got 18 years.
18 years, yeah. The 6th of June, and I guess that would have been 2003. We're at 14. That's like 11 years. Yeah, 11 years.
So, is there no statute? Now he was wrong as hell, and he ought to be locked up. But is there no statute of limitation to rape?
In this case, if it is, we got to throw it out.
You got to throw it out the window.
Well, it can't be if you got it. Yeah. Yeah, but
she was 8.
And it was strange to me. And the only reason I found it strange was the way it came about. You know what I'm saying? And from like a, and this may even be being a therapist, but from the standpoint that she waited that long and she told it in an application or essay form for application, it was her out. It was more of, she's probably been giving signs way before now. Because if you think about it, imagine how quieter it would have been if she just told her mom. For her to sacrifice the fact of telling a whole university means it's something that has rolled with her for 11 years. And there ain't no way I believe if she had to go to that extreme to tell it, she ain't been throwing signs somewhere else.
But basically, what it sounds like you mean.
Mm-hmm.
She been trying to tell mama. Mama, for whatever reason, either wasn't listening or was playing dumb. And then she was put in a situation where she had to do something. She had to. When daughter put it out there, she had to do something.
Hmm. Could it possibly be that in trying to tell family, nobody was going to listen to me? So
yeah.
I ain't even going to waste my time.
That could
maybe
be
I tried once. And they, I don't know, man. That's, yeah. I'm 18 years. Nah, he. See, that's why I want to test this because I don't want to talk about what he should get and all that because I'm not a judge. That's tough. Man.
18 years is not enough, or 18 years is too much. I'm assuming you're saying 18.
You're pulling me in the water. You're pulling me in the water.
Right, yeah, but you're kind of tempted.
Nah, 18 years ain't enough, man.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But that crime right there, nah. I don't think no amount of time is enough. My personal opinion.
You know what, though? I kind of agree with that. And then she was 8.
You ruined her life.
Boy.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you ruined her life so much so that she doesn't even care the consequences of telling a university. I'm not saying my immediate family where we can keep it in-house. This is public news because the fact that she told the university, that's why the paper got hold to.
Somebody, if I tell this university,
somebody
believe me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that made me kind of believe that she been trying to tell somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I said, I know that's going more with my therapist, right? And I try to stay away from it. But the truth is the truth. When you look at that and you break it down, it's just, that's what it comes back
to. Mm. That's
hard. I bet. I had to throw it in there because just the dynamic of it. All
right. We praying for you, young lady.
Yeah.
Wish you the best of luck in your future.
Best of luck. We hope this brings about a
closure
for you so you can move forward for you and your family. Moving to the next topic.
Wait.
Go ahead.
I can't let us go. What we think about the mama?
We're gonna go there.
We got to,
but
I can't let it go.
It's suspect. It's hell for me.
Yeah,
I personally, I try to put it on you, but really, that's how I feel. I feel mom, she probably tried to tell mom, and for whatever reason, mom didn't listen, or ignored, or whatever. I mean, because if mom ain't press charges, do you think the university would have taken their father and turned it into the authorities? I believe so.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what she told me.
They would have had to.
If they don't, they become a accomplice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what told Notre Dame up.
Yeah, basically. Wow. Not Notre Dame, Penn State.
Penn State,
Penn State,
I'm sorry.
Penn State. Same thing.
Ah. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. You're all right, because when you join, you do look at, now it's pure speculation that we speculate, and this is the reasons why she did it the way she did. Mom might have didn't know. We never know.
We don't know. Come on. Okay, we're talking a good 13, 14 years, maybe not. 10 years, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see nothing different about your daughter and her interaction with your husband in them 10 years? It makes you even question what's going on? Because I'm going to have to believe this little girl can't hide at 8 years old. She ain't going to hide the trauma you just put her through. She can't.
In my personal opinion, I've always seen it like this, and I've never had to deal with it. So it's just only me speculating and me personally throwing this out there. I've always thought it was strange for something to be going on in our household, especially as far as sexual abuse. And one spouse is committing and the other one don't notice.
Possible. It's good, man. It's very possible. Just think about all the stuff you go through in marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you concerned
with children,
you.
The thing with children, now, and this is the reason I say that. Me, I can get that. But the children do, they, I would assume, you would see a different connection between them and that person. I would assume. And that's why I always thought that way. Now, that's the, like I said, that's just me speculating. I never had to deal with it, so I know.
Yeah, that's why I said that. Like,
and that's what
I'm saying. I believe, like, you have to see some kind of difference in the interaction between them two.
Right, and with that, I mean, even if they get more close or they get less close, it's something there that should pique you to why he or she treating them like that now, or vice versa.
Now, just imagine this girl grow up to rebel against her stepdaddy. And her mama possibly, we speculate, but her mama possibly getting onto her for not showing him the respect she feels
right.
Like she's not even knowing or not even realizing the reason behind it. It's, man, that's a tough one.
And you know what, though? And this is why I feel like at the end of the day, we have to come back to mama. Because if that is the situation, and say my daughter is treating my wife different, and all of a sudden I notice, and I say to her, look, you need to treat your mama such and such, such and such, the first time. The second time, I tell her again. At some point, it's my responsibility to ask her why all of a sudden you treat your mama like this. And I'm inclined to believe if she wrote an essay 11 years later, if that was the scenario, she was told her then. She didn't believe mama was going to believe her, but she told mama and mama didn't listen.
One thing about it, man, kids, most of them, and I say up to the age of, I give it 10,
mm-hmm.
Kids don't lie.
Nah, they're just an innocent thing.
They
don't know nothing else. That's all.
Even in their lying, you'll find the truth.
Yeah.
So how you sat amongst the child and couldn't see that is beyond me. I'm going to have to believe she knew.
Yeah.
And just selfish in the matter.
And we totally speculate, so don't kill us if the story comes out different. This is a topic, and we go on with it.
You know the sad part about this whole thing? We discussing this, and we discussed it from his daughter's standpoint. We discussed it from mama's standpoint.
We never discussed it from his standpoint.
He don't get it.
He don't have no standpoint.
He don't get it. Like, I can't give him that.
Nothing. We don't even want to talk about him. He became irrelevant in the whole thing, and it's because of him.
Yeah, I can't give you that.
Good point. Very good point. Well, we'll close that one up now. And we'll move on to a lighter note. A little lighter. But, I mean, just want to check it out. Kanye West. Boo. Second consecutive night at Wireless Festival Series. It appears the crowd at London's Wireless Festival was not feeling Kanye West's speeches and just wanted to hear music. For the second consecutive night, the crowd booed West while on stage. The first booing occurred on July 4th when Kanye went into a 20-minute long tirade about the fashion industry and discrimination against African-American shoppers. West said, and I quote, I'm not going to mention any names, but Nike, Louis Vuitton, and Gucci. Don't discriminate against me because I'm a black man making music. End quote. He returned July 5th to perform in place of Drake. Drake was apparently ill and unable to perform. That did not stop the festival from festival goers from giving Kanye West a second round of vocal disapproval. Kanye seemed to have learned nothing from the previous night booing, and took the stage again, performing briefly, and then going into another tirade for 15 minutes about how he worked so hard and hit a shot, saying, and I quote, "Sometimes it's hard because I'm too shy to care off a lot. Yeah, to care off a lot. I'm arrogant and I'm shy. I'm a little bit lazy," end quote. The crowd replied with boos and chants of, "We want Drake."
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think about that?
Well, I'm a jump. Kanye. Yeezy.
Because we know you out there listening.
You out there somewhere. Oh, boy. Like, let's be honest. Discrimination.